Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training, here today with four roadblocks that stop you from achieving difficult things and the four keys that will get you through those roadblocks so that you can do difficult, worthwhile things. Now, is there something difficult that you want to do? People are often a little scared by the word achievement. They're a little intimidated. They feel like they haven't done enough to deserve to use the word about themselves. But an achievement is anything you do just because it's worthwhile, and even though it's difficult. Your difficult, worthwhile thing might be getting better at dealing with the voices in your head that keep telling you you're not good enough, you won't make it, the world is a scary place. Your difficult, worthwhile thing might be living through an illness or injury or addiction, whether it happens to you or to somebody you love. Your difficult, worthwhile thing might be that you create something beautiful. And your difficult, worthwhile thing might have been that you came to live in Canada, discovering how far your roots and your heart could stretch. Whatever your next difficult, worthwhile thing will be, you're going to have to deal with obstacles on the way to achieving it. And I'm going to tell you how those obstacles are likely to turn up on your path and give you keys that will get you through each one of them. The first key will get you through the obstacle called distraction. You know what it's like to be lost in a maze of possibilities without any clear way forward. The walls of that maze get built when you're not sure how to make a choice. And the way through that maze, the key to the door out, is knowing that the choice is less about what's around you and more about what's in you. When you get to know yourself better, you find your way through the maze. The next key on your key ring will get you through the obstacle called not enough. You know this locked door too. You know the door of not enough information, not enough expertise, not enough resources, not enough time, not enough money. The key to the not enough door is other people. Somebody does know what you need to know. Somebody can do what you want to do. Somebody has resources they can lend you. Knowing yourself is not enough. You have to extend beyond yourself and use the ideas, skills, and resources that other people contribute so that you can keep moving. The third key also is a key to keeping moving because it gets you through that roadblock called overthinking. Thinking is wonderful until it gets stuck on rewind. I'm still thinking about it is code for I'm not doing anything right now. When thinking stops you from moving, it stops being a resource. The key that unlocks activity is doing something, taking just a tiny step to test your direction. Sometimes the step is mental. You make up your mind. You decide. You choose. And sometimes it's a physical step. You stop trying to outthink your life and you just do something. Actually, this is less like a key and it's more like a rope ladder that you've got in your backpack just in case you need to throw it over a wall and climb. The final key unlocks a door in the obstacle called mistakes. And this is a really nasty obstacle. It's got a lot of really sharp edges. You could get hurt if you tried to climb over this one. You have to go through the door, and the key that unlocks it is learning. When you stop trying to pretend that the sharp mess you were in was just, you know, part of your plan all along, then you're able to reflect on what just happened and tell a story about how it taught you something that you will find useful. Sometimes it will be useful right away, and sometimes it will be a key that just sits on your key ring so long you almost forget what it opens, and then one day you run into another wall. You face another locked door and you remember, I've got that key in my pocket. Because there's always another door with another lock. If nothing were stopping you, your goal would not be difficult, and probably it wouldn't be very satisfying. You wouldn't need to discover your strength, make great connections with other people, get moving, and tell stories. You'd just do your thing, and it would be done. The great thing about the obstacles between you and your difficult achievement is that those obstacles will cause you to discover that you can make good choices, you can find resources, you can take action, and you can uncover more wisdom than you thought you had. When you set a big goal and keep going, you'll find out something about your world, and you'll find out much more about your bigger self. Because when you take on the challenge of doing something difficult, you get to go on a road trip with your bigger self riding shotgun. And that is always difficult and always worthwhile. I'm Linda Ferguson, NLP Canada Training.